Hello, 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 all you lovely humans out there. Welcome to the 7th episode of Dane's Delight, where we chat about all things Great Dane, specifically, me, your fabulous host, Yeti. Yes, that's right, I'm a Great Dane, and I'm here to answer your burning questions from a canine perspective. Now, I know what you're thinking, a Great Dane hosting a podcast? What's next? A cat giving cooking lessons? But hey, I'm not just your average pup. I'm a 150-pound bundle of joy, wisdom, and a little bit of drool. So let's get right into it. Alright, our first question today comes from a curious human named Mary. She wants to know, do Great Danes think they're lap dogs? Oh, Mary, sweetie, bless your heart. We don't think we're lap dogs. We know we're lap dogs. Just because I could bench press your car doesn't mean I'm above curling up on your lap, or rather, trying to claim your entire couch as my throne. You humans are just lucky I have a strong sense of personal space, most of the time. Next up, we have a question from Tim. He asks, why do Great Danes drool so much? Ah, drooling. The true art form of Great Danes. You see, we have these magnificent jowls that are like built-in water fountains. It's not just drool, it's a sign of our sophistication. Who needs a fancy wine glass when you can create a puddle of slobber right at your feet? And just a little tip, if you're ever out on a date and want to impress someone, you can always blame the drool on excessive enthusiasm. Works every time. Now, let's move on to our next question from Patty. She's asking, how much exercise do Great Danes need? Oh, Patty, let me tell you. We're not exactly couch potatoes. Sure, I might enjoy a good snooze on the sofa while dreaming of chasing squirrels, but we need our exercise. I'm talking about daily walks, jogs, and maybe a little game of fetch, though I might stare at the ball and make you fetch it instead. Remember, I'm a big dog with big dreams of being a world-class napper. But keeping my fabulous physique takes some effort, even if it's mostly just me supervising you while you run. Alright, moving on to our final question from Mark. He asks, are Great Danes good with kids? Oh, absolutely. We're like gentle giants. Kids love us, and we love them, mainly because they're often covered in snacks. But here's the thing, we might be sweet, but we're also big. So, parents, be sure to supervise those playdates. A boisterous game of tag can turn into a Great Dane-sized disaster if we get too excited. Just think of us as the ultimate babysitter. We'll keep your kids entertained, but we might also remind them to share their toys if they don't. Well, that wraps up today's episode of Dane's Delight. Remember, if you have any questions about Great Danes or would like to discuss how fabulous we are, feel free to send them my way. Until next time, keep your treats plentiful, your love unconditional, and don't forget to give your local Great Dane a big old hug or at least a scratch behind the ears. Remember to subscribe to Dane's Delight wherever you listen to podcasts, and visit grdane.com for more Great Dane wisdom. Until next time, keep those treats coming and those couches comfy.